the end. My name is Gail Ermer. I am a professor and chair of the engineering department at Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I will be moderating this session, which is the second of two sessions on engineering and appropriate technology. And I think we have kind of an eclectic set of three presentations coming. Hopefully, we'll be able to see some of the connections between them maybe as we go. And I am first up, so the idea is that we'll sort of present for 20 to 25 minutes and have some time for questions, ideally. And these are being recorded audio-wise, so just to let you all know. All right, so my presentation is titled, What Does It Mean to Offer a Distinctively Christian Engineering Program? Question, and in an attempt to answer that question, I did a comparative analysis of program educational objectives, or PEOs, that apply to engineering programs in general, and I'll describe those a little bit more. The motivation for this, actually, comes in my role in recruiting students, so not only as department chair, but as a faculty member. I often sit across the table in my office from parents and students who are thinking about a Christian education, potentially in engineering for their students, and want to know what makes our program distinctive. And I think sometimes, unlike science, where maybe Christian parents have some concern that getting involved in science or philosophy would be quite likely to derail their students from their Christian faith, they don't necessarily see that danger in engineering. So if their student was accepted to U of M and Purdue and some other places and Calvin, they want to know what difference does it make that this is housed in a Christian institution and we're calling ourselves a Christian program. And at Calvin, at least, we're very much concerned about integrating Christian faith into the classroom. So I started thinking about, what does that mean? And I'm certainly not the first person to think about that, right? We have a Christian Engineering Society that has sponsored conferences over the years, known as the Christian Engineering Education Conference, or more recently, the Christian Engineering Conference, where faculty like myself and others have thought about what it means to engineer Christianly and what it means to bring our perspectives as Christians to the design of technology and implementation of technology and all those sorts of things. And of course, we hear that here at ASA too, with the CEST group and some of the other presentations we've heard. They're often directed at identifying sort of foundational principles that would impact how we want to do technology. It's harder to find things that relate to how that is sort of operationalized in a curriculum, right? So what difference does it make that we have particular principles, and how do we, I don't want to say necessarily sell that, but we are an attempt, right, in the situation of students, trying to explain how this makes a difference in the classroom as opposed to going to a secular institution. So that was where I was sort of motivated to look. Connections between first principles, which I've been able to look at some materials on, and particular mission curriculum, and trying to get an idea of, besides my institution, what are other folks doing. So the outline for this presentation is, I want to just describe a little bit what my goal was in particular, what methods I used to analyze these PEOs, and of course what they are for those of you who aren't that familiar with them. And then I guess my conclusions are some themes that I identified from Christian engineering programs that I selected, and also some themes that show up in secular engineering programs, or at least those that don't claim to be particularly Christian, and then a comparison between those two groups, and maybe even a comparison of some programs within the groups in terms of what themes show up where, and then I'll have some conclusions at the end. So the project goal was to analyze program educational objectives, or PEOs for short, for different engineering programs to identify themes, some of which might be common and some of which might be not. So I think of this a little bit as a work in progress. It was something that I was initiating a discovery exploratory exercise, basically. So what themes are common, especially to the ones that are offered at Christian institutions that are more like us? What themes are common to programs offered at secular institutions, and how do those themes differ? And I guess it was based on the assumption that we might go through this kind of a process to construct curriculum. If you're at an institution that identifies as Christian, there would be Christian principles would feed into the mission of the institution itself. And then hopefully that institutional mission would inform the particular program mission for the engineering program that we house. And then that program mission would guide how we choose and define our PEOs, which are goals for graduates. And I'll get into that in a little bit more detail in a bit. Which would then feed into the goals for students sort of while they're at Calvin, what the outcomes would be for those students. And then that would ideally guide our curriculum and perhaps what even goes on inside the classroom. So I'm focusing particularly on the piece right here, sort of how does Christian perspective influence those goals for graduates, in what ways? And again, if we have kind of a model maybe of how Christian influence might be perceived by maybe the family sitting across from the table when they're thinking about this and engineering, is that maybe we have Christian principles that inform certainly our personal expectations of how we're going to live out our life, which would then feed into sort of living that life of a Christian engineer. There might also be secular principles that come from our professional obligations and accreditation that we have to satisfy. So those would feed into professional expectations. Again, that informs the life of an engineer. My question was kind of, do those Christian principles actually influence the professional expectations in some way and how? Just to see if I could identify that. So what are program educational objectives? An engineering program accreditation, ABET, is the main organization that runs that. They accredit college and university programs in applied and natural sciences, in computing, in engineering, and engineering technology. But our program is in engineering, which is controlled by the Engineering Accreditation Commission. And they have criteria that must be satisfied for all accredited programs. The general ones are 1 through 8. And there are also discipline-specific ones. But I am not so interested in those, I guess, as the general criteria, because we have a general program. And in particular, criterion 2 of those 8 says that a program must have published PEOs that are consistent with the mission of the institution, the needs of the program's various constituencies, and the criteria themselves, meaning sort of the definition, which I'll get to on the next slide. And then you have to have a documented, systematically utilized process, et cetera, to make sure that they remain consistent with the institution's mission and constituencies, which you can sort of define yourself. So these PEOs, which now are defined to have to be public, are broad statements that describe what graduates are expected to attain within a few years after graduation. And they're supposed to be based on the needs of the program's constituencies. So I was thinking here of a body of text that I could sort of look at to see how the mission feeds into some sort of practical guidelines. And, you know, maybe some of you are like, well, of course an engineering program's main goal for its graduates is to get them jobs or send them on to graduate school. Duh. But usually these are a little bit broader than that, right? There are flavors to them based on the institution's mission. So that's what I was trying to focus on. And I thought, well, why focus on PEOs as opposed to like the department's website materials or other facets, you know, look at the curriculum itself or survey people in their department to see how this is all carried out. I could analyze these and have them be somewhat consistent because they're, you know, they have to be broad statements. It turns out there was quite a bit of variety in terms of length and so on, but there's a certain amount of consistency where you could compare apples to apples among very different institutions. They're typically not that lengthy, so in terms of textual analysis, I didn't have to read reams and reams and reams of data. They're relatively succinct expressions because I think you don't want to make them too long, so you tend to focus on the things that are high priority. They must be connected to the institutional mission, so for institution that has a Christian mission, you would expect that to show up. They're public, so I could go get them from people's websites, and they did allow for some variation compared to that next step down. The student outcomes are defined quite clearly by ABET, at least the minimal ones, so there's not a lot of variation necessarily tending to follow from those, although that would be an interesting analysis too. Now, the drawbacks could be that, well, there is some variation in complexity and detail. You need a certain amount of textual information to be able to sort of get good themes out, and they're taken more seriously, I think, in some programs than others. Like I said, some programs are like, need objectives, check the box, you know, get a job, go to grad school, whatever, as opposed to other institutions that do seem to put a lot more thought into them. So the methodology that I was applying to this was simply to identify common and contrasting words and themes or concepts. And I created two data sets. The first was of PEOs from institutions affiliated with the CCCU. So again, defining who are Christian institutions as those, as opposed to those who are not, is not always clean cut. But this was a clear set of institutions that I have ties to. And we have somebody within that group who keeps track of them. So we know which of those schools has an engineering program. And I could then focus on those programs. So there were 16 of those programs across the U.S. that I isolated for this analysis. And then I chose the same number of secular institutions across a range of sizes and missions. So one thing about the CCCU type programs is that they tend to be small, they tend to be relatively interdisciplinary compared to a lot bigger programs, and they often have a liberal arts focus. So these are sort of atypical from the broad ABET standpoint of looking at all engineering programs. And so when I looked for a comparison group, I didn't go with something that was necessarily the same. I looked at some sort of Big Ten R1 type institutions, some sort of regional, what I would think of as very techy kind of schools that offer engineering programs, as well as some liberal arts programs that don't claim to be Christian at this point, just to get kind of a range. And what did I do to do my themes? Well, I used this particular resource, Techniques to Identify Themes, as my social science analysis for dummies sort of approach to this, right? Because I'm an engineer. I'm not an experienced in this sort of textual analysis. So to get some ideas about how to go about this, there were suggested looking at sort of word counts and repetitions to get common themes coming out. But it was pretty clear that sort of at this level of amount of text, looking at a line-by-line analysis and just identifying expressions, quotes, concepts, sort of incidents that show up, collecting them and then sorting them into categories and subcategories would be the way to get at these themes. So that's primarily what I did. And, you know, you never come into these things without sort of a priori assumptions, I think. And having looked at previous CEC, ASAA papers, some of the Christian themes that tend to come out as foundational would be service to society, so engineering not just sort of a career, but also a service. The idea of the importance of humanitarian engineering and appropriate technology, a broad view of technology as more of a cultural activity, not just sort of stuff, and especially not just neutral sort of stuff, the idea of stewardship, and a focus on ethics and integrity. So those things I would think would show up perhaps as themes in the Christian college PEOs, but maybe also in the secular ones, because many of those are also emphasized in the engineering profession more generally. So in terms of length of these statements, they varied quite a bit. So of my set of 16, the average number of words was 116, median at 95. So we had a couple of kind of outliers here, you can see. So California Baptist and Dort College had a lot of text. And some of it was not just in the PEOs, but in kind of a preamble to the PEOs and maybe a summary of the PEOs. So that's one way to get your own flavor into these things, right? So ABET's just looking for statements, but you can add or subtract things to sort of support them more. Shortest one was 37, yeah, high of 292. I don't know if you can read that from where you are, but you can get a sense of the kind of institutions that I was looking at, many of whom we kind of consider sister schools and try to cooperate with and so on. And here's the example of Calvin's, right? So what does one of these look like? Well, ours is kind of mid-range in terms of that length spectrum. We do have a little bit of a preamble. BSc degree from Calvin College is designed to provide a foundation for productive engineering work in God's world. The objectives of the program are that recent graduates will apply and develop principles, creatively generate solutions, contribute, communicate, demonstrate commitment, and then we have kind of a little summary at the end that allows us to go beyond the 3 to 5 years, what should students do kind of thing, which is a little bit more broader mission. And then my secular comparison schools had statements that were quite a bit shorter. And I think it's mostly because they weren't taking the time to necessarily set out some of these a priori assumptions or foundational concepts that were driving these. They just said, here's what we want our graduates to do. So the average there was 78 with a medium 83, low of 30 words, high of 137 words. And here maybe you can get a sense that some of these schools are more sort of regional techie. Some of these are more liberal arts influenced engineering programs. And then we have some of the big R1 schools there down at that side. And if you want an example of, again, sort of a mid-range liberal arts influenced program, here is Swarthmore's statement. So they say that graduates of our program will be able to demonstrate the ability to be flexible and resourceful, able to learn, communicate and work effectively with people, apply engineering principles and methodology, and consider scientific technological context kind of issues. So you can see some of those that might overlap with Calvin's and some of them maybe that might not. And then Illinois Institute of Technology had the shortest statement. This is all they said. Graduates will meet the expectations of employers and mechanical engineers. Qualified graduates will pursue advanced study if they so desire. And graduates will soon undertake leadership. So that's succinct, right to the point. Maybe easy to assess. There's a history here in terms of ABET where they really, when they first put these out, wanted us to assess against them, right? Which meant surveying graduates, figuring out what they're actually doing, and that impacted how we chose to lay them out, right? We needed them to be sort of measurable and somehow trackable. ABET pulled back on that because it's pretty time and resource intensive to make this work. It's hard to contact employers, a lot of that. So they don't require us to assess them anymore just to make sure they're consistent with our mission and so on. Anyway, one of the first things I thought to do was a word cloud. So I took all the PEOs, dumped them in a file, and used a couple of free word cloud services just to see sort of by the size of text, number of repetitions, right? Leaving out some of the more common words. So if you look at the Christian school PEOs, Christian does show up. So many, almost all of the schools used some form of Christian in their statements, but professional is also big here, right? It has to be kind of because of the requirements for accreditation. Successful, profession, continuing education. I didn't find the word clouds to be hugely helpful in this kind of analysis, right? Because there's too many words that overlap. It isn't just words. It isn't enough text maybe to make this sort of give relevant information. So it was fun. It was pretty and colorful. But and then for the secular programs, again, professional kind of dominates, and obviously Christian doesn't show up. But other than that, there was an awful lot of overlap just looking at words. And if I had thought that this could yield more data, I would have eliminated things like this and or in the middle, that it didn't recognize as an and or an or, and one, you know, program happened to use an and slash or as a lot of their textual materials, kind of artifacts that show up. So what themes did come out after I did sort of a line by line analysis? And then actually, you know, cut pieces of paper out, put them on the desk, rearranged them until I thought they were in some reasonable, understandable complexity. I think there were five main themes with sub-themes that came out. So the first one that was clear was sort of this idea of career professional productivity and sort of technical competence, right? So a piece of that was doing analysis, application of their technical knowledge, doing problem solving, complex real world problems, being successful in employment or excellence in employment was a common theme. Leadership showed up, social responsibility, all related to kind of their career professional productivity. There was a clear theme, pretty consistent, about continued learning, being prepared to learn more. Obviously in engineering, that's a key feature. Service did come out as a theme as well, which I was sort of happy to see. And then the fourth sort of higher level theme was related to the attributes that our graduates would display as they were sort of doing their work. And the ones that I thought rose to the top included perseverance, creativity, teamwork, cultural competency or diversity, good communication skills to multiple audiences. In this set of PEOs, well-roundedness was emphasized as something that was desirable, and ethical operation and integrity in their work. And then finally, the last two included information about framing assumptions, or at least that's what I viewed it as, some statement or something to the effect of they will display a Christian worldview in their work or integrate philosophy of technology from a Christian perspective. Vocation was also common. This idea of calling showed up. And then stewardship and sustainability was a theme that came out of these statements. And then there were a couple of them that had what I thought of as beyond career aspirations, balance, work-life balance, and also participating in church and ministry came out as goals in some of these statements as well, which I thought was great. So now for the secular PEOs, the list is exactly the same for the first slide. Almost complete overlap. The only difference that I observed was that this successful employment excellence piece was very much focused on employers. So again, meeting the expectation of employers was kind of implied when they said successful employment excellence. That didn't show up so much in the Christian set. There were also many of the same attributes displayed that showed up as themes for the secular schools. Including creativity, teamwork, cultural competency. The two that were different, I thought, related to this idea of initiative resourcefulness showed up in the secular schools, not so much in the Christian ones, and the sort of entrepreneurial financial implications showed up in secular ones, not so much, and we traded out whatever ones were in those spots from the earlier slides, and then this slide is left blank because where I had the third slide for the Christian ones, they didn't have anything about these sort of contextual expectations or principles that showed up. This is pretty much what we're going to do. And there was nothing about work-life balance or sort of integrating a broad perspective of life. And then out of this whole set of things, so there's so many things you could compare, right, in terms of how many things show up where and how often. I just pulled out what I thought were kind of interesting ones. So in terms of service, which showed up as a theme, stated differently in a lot of different statements, for the CCCU schools, 9 out of 16 mentioned this concept, or 56%. Although that kind of depended if you made it service in the profession or just service as a general concept in your life. I think there were a couple of statements where it was clear that service just meant in your church or in a ministry, not as an engineer per se. But the secular schools did not have nearly that much prevalence of that service. It did show up in some schools, but not very many. Leadership had the opposite relationship. So in the CCCU schools, that was flagged in a few of them, but not that many. And in one case, or two cases, I guess, the words servant leader were used in a context where it wasn't sort of like team project management sort of aspects to it. It was is more of the servant by the context. Secular schools, on the other hand, over half of programs thought leadership was of high value. And then stewardship, sustainability, this was not quite as prevalent as I had hoped. I guess it just doesn't show up maybe in the statements for some reason. But in the CCCU schools, about a quarter of the schools said something about stewardship, sustainability, and in the secular schools, only one. So conclusions from this. Well, it was a very sort of initial, hand-wavy sort of analysis. I would love to do more refinement of this. And I would love to go back and look at our PEOs and say, what can we change to integrate more of these themes into our statement? Because I don't think we had all of them. Maybe we don't need all of them, but we should certainly talk about maybe which ones are the most important to us and change our statement. So I would say we had a successful initial analysis to discover some interesting things, at least to me. Did I observe sort of with that question of whether the arrow should be added to the model? I think yes, the statements of framing assumptions and many of these concepts were related to how the professional work should be done, not just do the professional work and then be a Christian on the side. There were attempts to integrate them. And then future work, more refinement, comparisons of themes. It would be interesting to do within group comparisons, I suppose, to include Catholic schools, to include other Christian institutions that aren't part of the CCCU, to separate out the secular schools by categories. Is it just the Big Ten, R1 schools that are different? Those kind of things would be interesting to me, but I don't know. I'm open to questions at this point and your thoughts about this. So.
Hey, I'm wondering, did you see any distinction of discipline on PEOs? I would expect there could be some, but I don't know how much.
Yeah, I did not dig into that. So with all the programs that didn't have a general program, I used general where it was available. For all of the Christian institutions, the statements were common for multiple disciplines.
Okay.
So I double-checked. If they had ME and EE, they used the same ones. For the secular schools with many programs, I didn't have a chance to check consistency, and I picked mechanical because that's just more of what I understand. So I didn't include any electrical or the other disciplines. Yeah, Lynn?
Your first bullet there, being future work, how would I change our PEOs? Seems to me your students have to compete with secular students from secular institutions the first day they go out for a job. So I'd be looking at those extra words like, you know, entrepreneurship and financial, and I'd be sticking them in there so that your kids would be equally prepared or more so prepared because you're dealing with the spiritual and social aspects as well.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that as an emphasis, right? Because I was sort of thinking of it in a making them more Christian, but we also need to make sure that we are integrating the professional expectations that make us competitive, right? Yeah, thank you.
You talked about in your one of your flow charts about the PEOs and obviously inform the goals for students and curriculum. Can you tell us a little bit about sort of in the actual classroom what that looks like, especially from the framing assumptions?
Yeah. So that's the tricky thing. The challenge for us at Calvin is that there is so little space to add non-technical things. And again, the professional expectations are high, and we can't have students stay more than 4 years. It's not financially viable. So in some cases, we sort of distribute things across the curriculum so that we don't have to offer a special class, say, on ethics. So that's one thing I can think of that, you know, ethics, we like to think for our students it's not just satisfying a code or something, checking a box. It has to do from more of an integrity standpoint. And so in our intro to engineering class, we have a couple days where we talk about ethical systems and do some case studies just to kind of start that. And then again, at the senior design level, we have a unit, you know, a couple days on that. And then faculty are encouraged to throw in a couple case studies along the way in at least one junior level course that presents a situation and says, you know, get students talking about it. But those things are very hard to track, right? Some of these things are quite subtle. You're not going to have a whole course necessarily, again, in stewardship, but we do emphasize that at various places in the curriculum, in the classroom, where it seems appropriate. But I'd love to take more, ownership of that. Eventually, that's the goal, right? We'd like to figure out how to operationalize these at the course-by-course, professor-by-professor level, kind of. I am probably going to call time because we need to make sure that we offer enough time to the next presenter. So.